Afternoon, members. I'll call the Wednesday, February 4th, 2009 meeting of the Senate Committee on Commerce and Workforce Development to order. And it looks like we're ready to roll here. And we were waiting for Senator Prozanski, and as I just called to find out about his whereabouts, I was told Senator Prozanski was dashing to the committee, to which I said, he's always dashing. So.
Madam Chair.
So we'll call you the dashing Senator Prozanski from now on.
Well, Madam Chair, and to committee members and for those in the audience, I apologize. I had a meeting scheduled with the Speaker, and as most of you probably understand, those don't come too often, and so with timing and everything, and unfortunately conflicted with the beginning of our meeting, so I apologize.
Great, thank you. First on our agenda for today is a major introduction. Members, you'll find three LCs in front of you. These are hot off the presses, so we've barely had a chance to look at them, but they're LCs 2439, 2440, and 2441. These bills, we expect to see them back. They deal with unemployment insurance, and as you may have heard, there are federal funds that are predicted to flow to the states to fund additional unemployment insurance benefits. So we'll hear a lot more detail about what that entails when we get, if we get these bills referred back to us. But for the moment, a motion, Senator Telfer, would be in order.
A motion to
introduce
LC 2439.
Why don't we do them as separate motions? I think that might make it a little easier on our committee assistant. So
move to introduce LC 2439.
And Senator Telfer has moved that LC 2439 be introduced as a committee bill. Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And
I get to do them all?
You get to do them all. Yeah.
Move to introduce LC 2440 as a
Senator
committee bill.
Telfer has moved that LC 2440 be introduced as a committee bill. Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Hey, I'm on a roll
you
here.
You are.
And move to introduce LC 2441 as a committee bill.
And Senator Telfer moves that LC 2441 be introduced as a committee bill. Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Okay, and next on our agenda, I think we'll go to Senate Bill 53. I will open a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 53. Members, we heard this bill at our last meeting and had quite a bit of discussion about it then. The Bureau of Labor and Industries is in the room. If members have any additional questions, would you like to have a review or are we ready? Okay, looks like we are ready for a motion.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 53 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
And Senator Manus Anderson moves that Senate Bill 53 go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Senator George.
Aye.
Senator Prozanski.
Aye.
Senator Manus Anderson.
Aye.
Senator Telfer.
Aye.
Senator Lewis.
Aye. Motion carries. And members, this will be our first bill out of this committee. So do we have a...
Oh, I'd say the Vice Chair would probably be a very good
very
candidate
good
for the first
one. Being happy and honored. Senator Telfer will carry the bill. Thank you very much, Senator Telfer. And I think the freshman treatment has already been meted out after this morning's...
Don't count on it.
I've got one on Monday, so...
Okay, maybe by then, but don't take your guard down, because I know Senator Dingfelder was very concerned, had to bring in staff just in case. They're going to get her on the second
said that
list.
The senior members are going to... lie in wait for us all session long.
There you go.
Okay, so I will close the public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 53, and I'll open a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 55. I should have asked if there was anybody here who wanted to testify. I don't think we have anybody signed up, so Is there anybody who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 55? We had ample discussion about this bill, too, the other day, members, and we have in front of you the summary on the bill, no revenue impact, no fiscal impact.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Mona Sanderson.
I move Senate Bill 55 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Mona Sanderson has moved Senate Bill 55 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Senator
George? Aye.
Senator Brzezinski?
Aye.
Senator
Mona
Sanderson?
Aye.
Senator Telfer?
Aye.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll volunteer.
So I was just going to say, Senator, the dashing Senator Brzezinski, would you please carry this bill? Okay, thank you very much, and I will close the public...
I had a feeling that was coming this way.
And I'll close the public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 55. And I will open a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 110. Members, we did hear this bill, but not at our last meeting. And so, Jeremy, why don't you just refresh our memory about Senate Bill 110?
Madam Chair, committee members, Senate Bill 110 is brought from the Workers' Comp Department. It increases benefits paid for the final disposition of funeral expenses in workers' comp death claims and increases that amount from 10 times to 20 times the average weekly wage. It directs that all costs of final disposition and funeral expenses be paid and that any remaining benefits be paid to the worker's estate. It also increases benefits to an eligible child or dependent age 18 to 23 with no surviving parent, as long as that child is attending higher education. It actually adds that benefit. And finally, it directs that unpaid permanent partial disability awards owed to a deceased worker without statutory dependents be paid to the worker's estate. There's no revenue impact, and there's a fiscal statement issued, which was distributed to you previously.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 110? Okay, I do not see anyone. Senator Mona Sanderson?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Senate Bill 110 be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Mona Sanderson has moved Senate Bill 110 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator George.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I visit with the Chair, I think the first two parts of the bill are incredibly important, and applaud MLAC for the recommendations on the first, the burial benefit and the college-aged surviving children. I think those are two important changes. But since our last meeting, I spent some time with some folks on the third portion, which is having the estate be the beneficiary, and I'm a little concerned about the long-term implications, and so I'll be voting no, although I think the legislation is a good piece of legislation, and I'll be drafting some amendments to send over to the House, and I think that's fine. Let them kind of hash it over. I understand the Chair's desire to move this legislation forward, and so I will just contact the House Chair and give them my amendments and see if there's any indication. But the reason I'll be voting no is just simply because of that one portion, and I think that there's some potential, middle ground there that we could possibly come to. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Senator George, and thank you for letting me know. And the Workers' Comp Division is in the room, and so obviously the Management Labor Advisory Committee, who worked a lot on this bill, will be interested in seeing any proposals that you have. Given the timing and that MLAC had already approved the bill, we're going to move it through, and then Senator George obviously will work on it further. Okay, so we have a motion before us, Senator Prezant.
Senator George, based on your conversation, is there some you could share with us so we just know what you've learned from your conversation?
Yeah, my concern with it is when it goes to the estate, it appears more like a life insurance policy. I then discussed some of the things, Senator, that you and I had discussed on the elevator actually going up, mm-hmm. about specific situations of families that may have some outstanding liabilities that aren't necessarily dependents. And some suggestions were risen that we could draft the language specifically to benefit families and not necessarily benefit unsecured creditors And my biggest concern is that I understand the sort of the emotional appeal of families, and I think that we could probably draft up an amendment that would narrow that portion down to a very tight language to make sure that families who may not be classified as dependents but have some outstanding liabilities, who assume certain outstanding liabilities, could be the beneficiaries of the award, but unrelated debtors to an estate wouldn't necessarily unfairly benefit from this particular clause. And so I think in what you talked to me about in the elevator, I was very sympathetic to. In talking to folks, I think there's an amendment that we could draw that would really tighten this down and make it much clearer of what our objective is. And so that's what I'm going to try to do, is put that amendment together. I think it fits within the scope and the intent of this committee, and so I don't think it goes counter, but the way it's drafted now is just too broad for me to support. So
thank you.
And if you want, Senator, I'll run it by everybody. No, so you know.
Okay, thank you for your comments, Senator George. Is there further discussion? Okay, seeing none. Pam, would you please call the roll?
Senator George.
No.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And I guess the chair will carry the bill. It may be that Senator Walker, who had an interest in this bill, is interested in discussing the carriership of it, but we'll take care of that. For now, I will carry the bill. Yeah. I won't be dashing, but I'll be on that. Okay, and I will close the public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 110. And with nothing further to come before us today, I don't think anybody will complain if we adjourn. Committee is adjourned.
Might I just say thank you?
Oh,
we're still on.